Chapter 1. A Second Account. Acts chapter 1 verses 1 through 3. The former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Acts chapter 1 verse 13. Inasmuch as I have taken in hand to set in order a narrative of those things which have been fulfilled among us, just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word delivered them to us, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write to you an orderly account, most excellent Theophilus, that you may know the certainty of those things in which you were instructed. Luke chapter 1 verses 1 through 4. During the apostolic age, books were not typeset with machinery such as we are accustomed to in this day. Books were written by hand, usually on parchments made out of papyrus. In antiquity, the standard length of a book written in this manner was about 35 feet long. The scrolls were then rolled up and carefully preserved as they were read and passed from church to church. Acts Overview. Initially, Luke penned two volumes on separate scrolls, one the Gospel account of Christ, and the second, which was carried along with the first, the Book of Acts. Very early on, it became the practice of the church to collect the four biographical sketches of Jesus that we call the four Gospels, and keep them together in the church to be read and studied. As a result, the Gospel of Luke was separated from his Volume 2, the Book of Acts. Sometimes these two books together are called Luke-Acts. It was in the early church that this second portion of Luke's writings was given the title Acts of the Apostles. Some saw the book as such an elaborate defense of the life and ministry of the Apostle Paul that they thought it ought to be titled Acts of the Apostle Paul. However, Paul isn't even introduced until Acts chapter 7, as we will hear. There is also much attention given to the church in Jerusalem and to the ministries of Peter, John, Stephen, Philip, and others. Therefore, it would be a misnomer to call the book the Acts of the Apostle Paul, although he emerges as the central figure. Luke does not identify himself as the author. But if we look carefully at the wee passages of Paul's missionary journey, we know that Luke was in that band of men with Paul. When he speaks in terms of we, he is referring to himself as the writer of the book, so it is easy to deduce, as the church has, that Luke indeed was the author of both the gospel attributed to him and this book of Acts. An alternate title that could be given to the book, one that I favor, is The History of the Acts of the Holy Spirit. Since it was inspired by the Holy Spirit and is a record of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the apostolic church and on the ministry of that church, one could even go as far as to call it the autobiography of the Holy Spirit. In any case, as we go through the narrative, let's not miss the power and presence of the third person of the Trinity, whom Jesus had promised so deeply and fervently in the Upper Room Discourse, found in John's Gospel. Certain similarities exist between the beginning of Luke's Gospel and the beginning of Acts. Both volumes are dedicated to a person named Theophilus. The name Theophilus, if we break it down linguistically, means friend or lover of God. Phileo is a Greek word meaning to love, and theos is the Greek word for God. Theophilus can also mean one who is loved by God, so the name can mean either one who loves God or one who is loved by God. Because the name carries with it the concept of being either a lover of God or one loved by God, many have believed that the book is not addressed to one specific person, but to all who are beloved of God or lovers of God. The case against that, however, is the addition in Luke's prologue of the title Most Excellent.